Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been to the nigger funeral. They'll have. I went to Young's young couple's funeral, and they ushered me right in, and I sat on the front row or the front pew, and they have a regular program. They
a printed program,
just as you would be going into a play, like in high school or anything, and who the pastor was and who the deceased was, and they had a beautiful casket. They go all out for a funeral. They had a beautiful casket. It was gray in color with a lot of bronze on it and flower, and a lot of mourning. You know, they really do a lot of it. You know, then they keep them out for several days, and
but wait till all
of them, usually 4, 5, 6 days, right? But a lot of mourning.
Well, how many days?
4 or 5? 4 or 5 days, a lot of time.
They wait for all the folks from New Jersey or wherever to come, but they just do that.
They just do that. Say you die on Monday. If you say you die on Monday, let's just use that day. The chances are the funeral will not be until at least Thursday or Friday or Saturday. They keep them out.
What are those people from New Jersey? What do they call?
Their relatives. Their relatives come. Relatives and friends.
If you say, what do you call them? Somebody that's not
kinfolks.
Area. Somebody that's not from your area. But there wouldn't be strangers coming. Strangers is what you're talking about.
You might have a few to be strangers that's coming as friends of the family of strangers, but it wouldn't be especially coming.
What are some diseases, what are some sicknesses or illnesses rather, that people used to die of?
Typhoid fever, Brill fever, smallpox.
What about
diphtheria?
Jaundice?
Jaundice, yellow jaundice, right, yellow jaundice.
Okay, what about, you say diphtheria?
Diphtheria, sure.
What is it that Odie has now?
Odie has now arthritis.
Is there another word that is common?
Well, they used to call it rheumatism.
Rheumatism.
We always call it
rheumatism. Bursitis. That's right, rheumatism and bursitis, arthritis, all about the same thing.
Is there any other word that anybody around here would use for dying?
Passed away. Passed away. I mean, you hear that a lot. So-and-so passed away at such and such a time, such and such a day.
Okay,
we lost, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Passed away is the one thing.
If you have an aching in your side and something's ruptured, what is that usually?
Sinusitis, and many people die from that. Yes.
A ruptured appendix. As you say, back then it was a common thing, a lot of death.
Had a brother that died.
It was a common thing, and it can still happen, you know.
If you go to see somebody who's sick, what's something that you think?
Well, you would wish that they would get out soon and would soon be feeling better, and it would be coming back home real soon.
What would you say, how are you feeling?
Sure, yeah. You would. How are you feeling today? I hope I have found you feeling good today.
If somebody gets sick, what do they do?
They vomit. That's exactly what they would do.
You know, what would they do?
Throw up?
That's okay. Right. It's the same thing. It's just a rough term.
Okay, before Fredo and Renee got married, what was Renee?
A girlfriend, a sweetheart.
What did they use to
bow?
Okay, and what would he do her?
Well, now he was the bow.
Okay,
and
she was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's another word, any term
for 50 years? Smooching? Loving, smooching.
Okay, and what was Daddy to Fredo in the wedding?
Best man.
And what was Susan to me?
Maid of honor.
She was one of eight.
Bridesmaid.
If somebody didn't